Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you today so very much for the love that you've given to us every moment of our lives. You've shown us what grace means and mercy. And we pray for that grace and mercy in this moment to help us to learn what it is that you have for us, to challenge us where we need challenge, and to encourage us where we need encouraged. May, even in listening, we may praise your name, giving to you all that we are. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Luke chapter 23, verse 33 to 43. Hear now God's word. When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they cast lots to divide his clothing. And the people stood by watching, but the leaders scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save others and yourself, or save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus replied, Truly I tell you today, you will be with me in paradise." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I think I've mentioned this before. Did you know that today is the last day of the year? Did you know that? Do you remember that? Most people think that December 30th? I never remember. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. Yep, 31st. The December 31st is the last day of the year, but this is not true. Today's the last day of the year. Now, not the calendar year. It's the last day of the liturgical year. Do you know what I mean by the liturgical year? The church calendar. The church calendar starts on Advent. It's on the first Sunday of Advent. That's the first day of the liturgical calendar. The liturgical calendar is designed in order to tell us the story of Jesus. It's designed around the gospel story. And so the first part of the year is Advent, which is the preparation for the coming of Jesus, the birth of Jesus. Advent is a time for us to prepare for Jesus' birthday. And then it moves on from there, from Advent. Then we hit Epiphany. Are you familiar with Epiphany? Epiphany is a celebration that the gospel message is not just for one set of people, but it's for all the world. And that is celebrated through the coming of the wise men. And then after Epiphany, we got some other stuff, baptism of Jesus and some other things. And then we have the transfiguration, where Jesus is in his glory up on the mount with some of the other disciples. And then what is the next holiday, the next celebration right after the Transfiguration? Yes, which is start by at Ash Wednesday. And then Ash Wednesday leads us into Lent, which is, 6 Sundays long? And then we have Easter. And then what's that time from Easter to now? I don't know either. It's kind of the green holidays. It's the green time. I call it the green time because our liturgical pyramids are green during that time. But today marks the last day, and there's a name for the last day, Sunday, in the liturgical calendar. Do you know it? I'll give you a hint. It's the sermon title. Christ the King Sunday. That is the name of today's special day. Now, I believe that the liturgical calendar is very good at communication, because when you communicate something to someone, it's important to state what it is you want to get across from the very first thing you say, and then you repeat what it is you want to get across at the very last thing you say. Because as I've said before, people tend to remember your first words, and they remember your last words, and they tend to fall asleep during the center. That's not just about sermons, it's anything. The mind starts to wonder when communication starts becoming too long. Did you know that most communication today has to happen within 3 minutes or people are lost? Because that's about what our attention span is now these days. About 3 minutes long. I already know that I'm over that. So I'm relying upon the grace of God to teach us as we learn these things. We got 3 minutes, the first thing and the last thing. When you look at the liturgical calendar, you have Advent, the coming of Jesus Christ. That's the first thing the liturgical calendar wants you to get. That's so important, that God sent His Son Jesus in the world so that we may know who God is and what God desires from us. And that's love. The last thing, Christ the King Sunday. Christ the King Sunday is to remind us that Jesus is King. King of our lives and of this world, and there's nothing in this world greater than Jesus as King. Now, when I think about some kings throughout history, there's not very many good kings out there to look up to. Let's think of some great kings out there. Now, we look at the Bible, we got King David. King David was okay, but King David slept with another man's wife, and he was an awful father. I mean, he's got some things that we shouldn't emulate in our lives. How about another king? How about Emperor Nero? Emperor Nero was not someone that we should look up to. He used Christians as torches in his garden. He'd set them on fire and walk out in his garden to the light of them. I mean, there's not some great kings out there. You look at England and some of their kings, they used power in order to rule over others, and it at the expense of others. But Jesus is King shows us a very different way to lead and a very different way to love. As Jesus is King was standing up there hanging upon the cross, He looked at those who were punishing Him and putting Him to death, and he loved them, and He prayed for them. And as He was hanging up on the cross with a thief on each side of Him, one of the thief was making fun of Him, and the other thief said, "Lord, remember me when you go to paradise." And our King Jesus said these words, "Surely today you will walk with me in paradise." The thief only wanted to be remembered. Jesus wanted him to journey with him. I think about my life. I know who I am. I know what my strengths are, and I have a couple strengths. I can hold my breath for over a minute. It's impressive to the kids, and when you go through four pit tunnels, and hold your breath from one side to the other. I have other gifts, but I also know my weaknesses too. And I got quite a few of those. There are some things I'm not good at. I know where my temptations lie. I know what it is that I can be ashamed of. I know where it is I should go and should not go. And I tell you this because I'm not the only one who knows themselves. But I also know this, that our scripture today talks about Jesus hanging on the cross and inviting the thief into his own kingdom. That this is the kind of kingdom that Jesus is king of. The one who allows the thieves, the criminals, those who are undeserving to walk in his kingdom as parts of those kingdoms. Jesus has called me. Not because of anything I've done. Not because of the goodness in my life. But Jesus has called me because Christ loves me. Because Jesus saw me when Christ created me and said, I take responsibility for his life. And I will watch over him. And I will be with him. And I will help him along. And I'm not special for that because Jesus has done that for all of us. That's the kind of kingdom that Jesus is king of. And that's one that I could get behind always. Stupid question. Did you know a circle has no end? Of course you did. As we look at the liturgical calendar, though, there is a beginning point, and that's Advent, the birth of Jesus. But it has an end point, too, and that's Christ the King Sunday. But that end point leads into the beginning point. So as we start to celebrate this Christmas season and this time of Advent, let us never forget that Jesus is King. The kind of King that helps those out who feel that they don't deserve it. The kind of King who loved those who are criminals and aren't deserving of it. Who calls each and every person into his kingdom and into his love. So as we celebrate Advent, let us live that example and love those who feel like no one will and give the gift of love and hope and peace, and all those things will go over for Advent because Christ did that for us. I love Christ the King Sunday and where it falls into in our calendar because it reminds me that I'm part of a kingdom. Part of a kingdom that I would love to share with others. Part of a kingdom that I can't wait for all others to experience too in their own lives. And so for that, I am quite thankful.